Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following is a presentation of the Force Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy and our own little huts, this is Force Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. This particular episode is Subjective Wars. This is a short, hopefully fun show where we debate our own subjective opinions. I paused because debate, discuss, whatever D word you want to use. We talk about one thing versus another thing and have some fun wrestling with our own feelings and announcing a totally subjective winner. You might have different winners, and you can let us know in the comments. What we are going to be discussing today is something very exciting. It is all about isolating to your own little space. It is Kenobi's hut versus Luke's beehive. Now, technically, it's also described as Luke's hut, but beehive is just fun to say. Anyway, I'm Joseph Scrimshaw. With me here is, of course, Ken Napsok and Jennifer Landa. We're going to dive into hut versus beehive, just starting with the terms. Ken, we discussed off-air. We could call it Kenobi's hut versus Luke's hut. That's probably more correct, but we were attached to the word beehive to describe it as Luke's beehive. Why were you attached to beehive?
Because I think it's hilarious. I just like the
it's kind of what it looks like, the design, mm-hmm. you know, or dare I say like a hornet's nest or a wasp's nest. If you get those stuck on the side of your house, there's a little more, some more, the shape's a little better. But I just like Luke going, yeah, you want to get a drink at my beehive? Come on in. Hang out.
Yeah. Jennifer, how do you feel about describing, we have strong opinions from Maul and the dog.
Hey.
How do you feel about describing Luke's home on Octo as a beehive?
I love it. It immediately, I get a very clear picture of what it is right now. I would love to go in that beehive and just, you know, put the world away. Just read some books.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I totally understand that. I think the other part of, you know, how we describe these, we in the fandom and now on Wikipedia have described Ben Kenobi's home as a hut for years. Yeah. Living in Los Angeles, that is a palace. Weird to me that we call Obi-Wan's home a hut because that's quite spacious. That would cost a lot in many American cities right now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Ken? Do you feel like it's time to start describing that as his, you know, nicely appointed? Not even efficiency apartment. I think he's got more than one room.
Yeah, he does. I mean, it's a one bedroom. You know, the living room is also the bedroom. But I'm literally looking at a 4-floor plan right now. I'd live in this. This has got everything I need, including apparently a bath. He can take nice warm baths. This is a pretty detailed floor plan. I almost had to put this up on screen when I put this video together because it's just hilarious. He's got like a toilet, a sink, a vanity, and a bath. He's got everything. I'd live here.
He's got a palace. I got to look at the square footage and see if Obi-Wan's hut is bigger than my apartment. Already bothered by this.
Yeah.
All right. We like to start sometimes with our sort of bias of where we're beginning to see if by the end of our discussion we move. Jennifer, do you have of course I know my answer, or is this a tough one for you?
Of course I know my answer, and I came across that floor plan as well, and I thought, the extra space would be nice, but there's just something about Luke's beehive that just really just has a hold on my soul. And I know it's small. I have the Lego set, as we talked about. And it's tiny in there, you know. And you have to, you know, use like a Murphy type of bed going on. But I still love Luke's beehive.
He does have a kind of Murphy bed thing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if it goes up into the beehive wall, but
it's like he's staying in the Lower East Side or something.
right.
Ken, do you have a bias?
See, yes, the bias is Obi-Wan's hut. I have long been obsessed with the hut and a Jedi Knight living there. And to learn, I love the added detail that he didn't immediately move into there. That now we know, thanks to the Kenobi series, he was in a little cave and had two doors. He had to worry about who's coming in and had a security system. And I love that he upgraded. I love that Qui-Gon is going to help move him in there in Kenobi season 2. So I've always loved Kenobi's hut. The question I have, I submit to the judge and juries here. How much can we factor the outside in to this conversation about the inside?
I'm factoring it in.
Yeah, because
absolutely, yes.
No, I'm Kenobi's hut all the way until I step outside. I'd rather step outside and have the image of Skellig Michael Islands, but Octo. I'd rather look at that.
That's very true, because I think Luke's beehive is where he keeps his preciouses and sleeps at night. But he lives on the island. I feel like when Ben doesn't have something active he needs to do, I don't think he's just out like playing in the sand. He lives in there, you know?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, we know he had a job for a while. Maybe goes and visits old friends at the old whale job, at the whale meat job, and maybe invites people over. Who knows? Old crazy Ben. But maybe has some Tupperware parties for your blue milk. There's just something about it. Now, I'll say this. I've always had the sense that Luke, we know why he went to Octo. We know why he felt he had to go there. The interior of the beehive always felt like some sort of punishment to me, like some self-flagellations. Like he's just like, I deserve this brick Murphy bed. This is what I deserve. Where Kenobi's was a little bit more of like, I'm here for the long haul and I'm going to make the best of it. And I do have some fine tastes. I'm Kenobi, right? You know, I'm from Stew John. I got it. where Luke's hut has a little bit of like, this is what I deserve.
I think this is extremely important, and I should announce my bias I'm compelled already by arguments to the contrary, but I lean toward Kenobi's hut, and part of it, Ken, is because of hey, storytelling evolves, but there's an intriguing mystery. Everything to me about Luke's beehive is clear. It was designed and built back in the day to be monastic. It is a place to show and celebrate. We do not need a bunch of possessions. Homes are for shelter. They're basic and functional. That was their intent. And Luke is really leaning into that intent of like, I don't deserve to hang up a picture. I'll just keep these things that I need for my, these are the things I need for my ceremony where I try to end the Jedi Order. You know, that's the context we got of why he puts on the robes and the Jedi Crusader necklace thing. So it's very, very functional and very austere and sort of punishing himself. Yeah. Kenobi's hut, it was storytelling and it hadn't developed. But like Kenobi in theory is leading this sort of, I am studying, I am meditating, I'm listening to the will of the Force. I'm waiting for Luke to come to me. And I think maybe if A New Hope was told now, he would live in a very monastic place. But
yes,
but just looking at the story and going, you have to find some justification within the story. It is utterly fascinating to me that he has like a cool 70s conversation pit he lives in practically. It's not literally a conversation pit, but it really is. Like he's like, I'm meditating, I'm studying, I need nothing but the Force. Yeah. And also, I picked up some odds and ends at the flea market, and I'm going to make this place nice. I'm going to Marie Kondo the hell out of my one-bedroom apartment. Yeah, but my lovely little apartment, you know?
Have you heard the new Yes album? You got to come over. John Anderson is amazing. You got to listen to this. Put your keys in that bowl. Don't question it. Just do it. Yeah.
He's got a trap door to a cellar. He's got a separate dining area, which is, I think, where you're supposed to be sitting with Luke. His bed's in a little bust out nook. He's got a display table. Oh, God.
And
3PO, I want to live here.
3PO and Luke are on his bed in that scene. They're on his bed.
Right.
So he's.
Guys are both team Obi-Wan Hutt. Is that where we're saying?
I come in to this with the hut, but I am open to the beehive.
Okay. Yes. Right. Yes.
I'm going to have to.
Something I've always wanted to say in a Star Wars podcast. Yeah.
I can be swayed. Jennifer, do you have thoughts?
Oh, I have lots of thoughts. Let's go down this. Okay. Because here's the thing. You have to factor in location, location, location. Is with any home in anywhere, right? Yeah, yeah. So you have a bigger pad with Obi-Wan, but look at the elements, the heat in that desert. Finding food. What if you can't get food easily? There's no water close by. You look at Luke's beehive. That is a life that he has built for himself. He can fish. There's access to fresh water. He can get fresh milk from the Thalassirens. He has great neighbors who care about the community and the caretakers, right? He has a very sturdy door.
Are they happy he's there? I don't know.
They care. They have pride in the place. They're better than HOA Society, that's for sure.
The Last Jedi is basically an episode of The White Lotus where there's some tension from the people who live there about whether this guy should swan in and turn it into a resort for himself. Yeah. There's some real tension going on there with the Lanay.
Now we need Jennifer Coolidge to voice Lanay in further future animated Star Wars episodes.
Oh my God.
What's that guy doing there? I love Jennifer Coolidge, by the way. She's amazing.
Well, he drinks well, he's got his books,
he's got his life.
A community, he's got activities so he can be active.
Even though he doesn't like it, he can walk over to the library and check out a book from the Jedi tree.
He has places to roam as opposed to staying in his hut all day, which we know science has shown us is not good for us to be stagnant. You have to move your body, get some exercise. Luke is staying active. If he had not sacrificed himself, he would have lived a very long life.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a short, not a short walk, a long walk up to the Jedi Temple, but he has like interesting places to visit, a great view that does change and alter. The Tatooine view doesn't change a lot unless there's kind of sandstorm and not sandstorm.
Yeah.
Studio apartment is the term that we've been looking for. He's got a studio apartment.
He's got a studio apartment.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I lived in a studio. I loved it.
My first apartment was a studio apartment. Loved it. I was basically living in Kenobi's hut. I didn't realize it was that luxurious. But you're right, Jennifer. This reminds me of sometimes when my wife and I are looking at somewhere to go for like a little mini vacation. Mm-hmm. And there's a question between how nice is the hotel room versus where are you?
Right.
And like we went to this wonderful little community, Solvang.
I love Solvang.
All sorts of wine tasting and the windmill, all sorts of great Scandinavian culture, just a beautiful place. And had not a bad hotel room or a dirty one, but like if you assign someone, could you make the most boring beige hotel room possible? Like if somebody had made like in Minecraft, what does a hotel room look like?
Oh my god.
It was like just beige and boring as hell. But right outside our door was just so much beauty and wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of Octo.
It's like New York. Right.
Yeah. It's like I said, yeah. Oh, I love that. You know, you're speaking my language. Hotel travel. You know, I love hotels, Joseph. Oh, lobby water. Oh, do they give you a cookie when you check in? A lot of things that Luke probably had. But yeah, there's you know, like going to Vegas. Of course I want a nice room, but I've stayed in a suite at the Red Rock or the Venetian, and you leave it every day, right? You're not in it. So give me the Gold Coast Casino at $40 a night, because if I'm lucky, I fall in there at 4 a.m. drunk and holding poker chips that I want. You know, like that's what you want. So I think that has to factor into it too, where Luke's got a little bit of it's location, like you said, Jen. That's why I'm being sweaty. Now, I don't love – there's times where I don't love leaving, and I think that's why I've always gone – there's something cozy about Kenobi's hut. There's something it's more livable. Where like it's if you go, if you ever gone to Yosemite and you stay in Camp Curry, you have your options. You can go get the tents that there's a community bathroom hole and no showers, and just bring your own stuff, and that's where you're at. That's Luke and Octo, but you've got everything around you. Or you go to Camp Curry to the actual cabins, and you have your own bathroom. You can plug in a hairdryer. Those are the choices we all face in life, and I'm always going to go towards the cabin. I'm always going to – I want to plug in stuff. So that's why I still lean towards the hut.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't checked the Last Jedi Visual Dictionary in a long time. Is there a separate beehive that is the facilities? Jen's got it out, ready to go. Do they label one of the beehives as a facility?
As a community, you know?
Because Kenobi's got straight up indoor plumbing. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, he's got indoor plumbing. He's not going outside and exposing himself to sandstorms. When nature calls.
Yeah, he's got a stink hole up here. What did they call him, Mando? Everyone thinks his own personal stink hole.
He might just, Luke's mood, he might, you know, bleep into the wind.
Caretaker. Oh, plus, look, he's obviously partying at the Caretaker Village.
I love that. The deleted scene. One of the best.
Is fabulous. Oh. Do you think Luke goes down there with just like some like, you know, whatever, fish, beef jerky and watches that from the hill?
Yes. I think he does.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
I don't like this though. It says the Jedi Village. It says they are cold huts offering little in the way of comfort.
Yes.
That is not good.
Yeah.
Good for me.
He had to build, fashion his own door. Which I know was a big wipe. People who don't like Rise of Skywalker are very upset that Jason Fry's detail of the door was built out of the X-Wing, which is also here. I get it. All right. We move on.
It's a panel.
Luke does have wing. He has a grooming box with mirror.
I saw that.
And a sealed jug of Rose Salve.
Important.
I don't know what's in that jug, but not a lot.
No, let's go back to the mirror. Why is Luke cleaning his beard? Is it just like he can't stand the fish smell in the beard from little bits? I of fish so. He gets stuck up in there?
And he's got to walk. I think so. I think, and I bet Luke looked at that Gruen box every day and was like, vanity, hubris. That's what that box represents to me. I'm looking in the mirror. What do I care? I'm trying to distance myself from the grooming box.
Maybe if he ends up with fish bits, the Linnae try to clean him when they come around.
Yeah.
Maybe they groom him in his sleep and he's like, I got to stay groomed or the Linnae will, you know, eat the fish out of my beard in the middle of the night.
The hiking pack. We need the hiking pack figure set. They don't have, yeah. I know we've had a lack of Star Wars figures in the last 10 years because of the change in the industry, but we need Luke with walking stick and hiking pack, which includes a kindling bundle to make some fires. I love this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If Last Jedi had the Phantom Menace level toy, there would be this special set of the long spear and the fish that Luke slings over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The Lego set does come with a little fish, I will say.
Oh,
it does. Okay. Yeah, and a little like pot you can put it in.
So prominent stones point towards local stars.
Okay.
That's
all nice. But okay, so here's the thing. With the revelation that Jen has come up of that the huts, the beehives on Octo are not comfortable. They're just made of stone. Do you think – now, there's going to be some cold wind up on those beautiful hills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Ireland,
Do you think the wind's just like – In the moistures, just whipping through that beehive, is it really deeply uncomfortable to live there compared to Kenobi's well-appointed studio apartment?
Yeah, he's trying to eat a finger glip garpon, and he's trying to fry it up.
That's right, the finger lip garpon.
Is that the one he catches? I forget the name of the one he actually catches. No, I think that's in the visual dictionary.
Spetan channel fish.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, and then twin fin.
Oh, my God.
Hyacander. I think, yes, it's what? It's Ireland, right? Right? Is that where it is? Sorry for the people of the world.
In real life, yep.
I'm a dumb American. Good. But, yeah, so, yeah, I think it's cool. Again, it's all part of the... It's part of what he's doing to himself there. And to your, I think you're absolutely right. If we rewrite New Hope today, what we got in the Kenobi series is probably where Kenobi's living, in a cave with a sleeping bag. So I like that Kenobi has changed and embraced not the comforts, but his purpose, where Luke is wrestling with his purpose and he's going back to the spot. And this is a big thematic thing, but oh man, I'm trying to change. I don't know.
This is not good.
I'm wrestling with this because I think this is one of the fun things to me about subjective wars is we don't prescribe a lens that we're looking through. So we get to decide as we go through. So we're discussing it both from the where would we want to live and then also what is most intriguing in Star Wars.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And
yeah,
the for where I want to live, Okto is kind of hard to argue with, but Kenobi's Hut is way more comfortable. In my real life, like I've visited friends who... I'm lucky to live kind of in the heart of Hollywood, and I really like that because I can walk around and visit lots of things, and I love my neighborhood and lucky to have a good view. But then I visit people's apartments where they can afford way more space and way nicer apartments, but I'm not as engaged with what's right outside my door. That much like the hotel argument, that there's a power to your neighborhood is just as important as your actual physical home. But obviously there are a lot of people who disagree with that and say, I want to live. I don't care where I live. I live inside my home and I want my home to be the nicest it can be.
I always factor in if I'm looking for the times I've moved in LA, I go to the place first, obviously. And then I look around. Can I walk to a Walgreens if I need something? How close is it? Like, you know, one time I had a weird, I was at Lionel Richie's house. He wasn't there. He hadn't lived there anymore, but it was a giant Hollywood Hills house that you see in movies. And I thought, this is wonderful. I could live in the bathroom. It's so big. It would take me an hour to get to the store. I don't want this. I don't want this. Do I want the money? Of course I do. And I think that's to what you're saying. And I think Luke steps out his door and he's connected. In fact, this visual dictionary Pablo's having fun with, it goes in detail, says that he returns to the hut every night as if he leaves and connects with the island or does his Luke stuff. And at night he goes home. He's not even in there till he sleeps.
His Luke stuff. I love it.
I hope he has that dialogue with the Lene, the caretakers. Where are you going? They're like, I'm doing Luke stuff.
Doing Luke
stuff. Alone.
Doing Here's Luke the stuff. Thing. Luke is living the life that I know I should be living. My husband, and I'm paraphrasing, comfort is death, he reminds me. Because
comfort is death. Wow.
Yeah, which you know, it goes to all the studies that we've been reading where it's like, you know, you can't just sit around all day, which, you know, being cozy, things that relaxation, you got to move. You got to socialize, have a community, all these things keep you healthy. Luke is living that life. And also I think about global warming in our world. And my husband's like, we need to move to a place that has fresh water, like Michigan. Things are going to, you know, I'm going to have to start braving the elements, experiencing the cold like Luke. Okay. So I know what's best for me. But when I go camping, I like to have the bathroom right there that I can walk to. I like my cozy blanket and watching a show, you know. But I want this year, 2024, this is my year, and I'm turning a new leaf, and I'm choosing to do Luke things.
I'm choosing to do Luke. I think as we begin to head toward decisions, there's so much discuss. I think I'm being compelled by some of your arguments, Jennifer, but in a different direction. I think it is merging. My own personal living needs are merging with the Star Wars analysis. Because I think that Okto is a little bit of punishment. Engaging with your environment is good and necessary. Going and fishing for your own needs, going and milking your own thalassiren, great. But so much of what Luke is about is I don't deserve anything other than this. I'm a danger. I want to be disconnected. Now, Kenobi was in that same place in the Kenobi television series of I only exist to stare at this boy and wait for the time. And I don't deserve anything other better than a rock. And a treat for me is trying to get this thieving Jawa to get a toy for the kid. I barely exist. I shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
I have to interpret in his living in the hut and going like, yeah, I know I don't need objects, but I like that sculpture. And I'm balanced. I am aware of my need. I am here for Luke. I am ready to sacrifice myself, but I'm also ready to forgive myself for my mistakes. And I can better be there for other people. I can better love my community if I love myself as well. And I deserve a little reading nook. I deserve indoor plumbing. I deserve a little statue. I deserve a little comfort. And when the time is right, I will be austere and sacrificial and give myself over to the cause.
It's a powerful lesson in the Jedi's thoughts on what is attachment and what is love and care and concern. You're absolutely right. And Luke's in a negative spot. So he's saying all of it is folly. I you know, if he had stayed on the island, if he had survived things, which I know a lot of people wanted to, but if he had survived, you would have gone at the end of the end credit scene would have been Luke hanging up like a hollow picture of him, Luke, Luke, Han and Leia and Lando and Chewie, like a little memory from after the Battle of Endor, been like, and Wedge and everyone. Yeah, he would have had that final shot from Return of the Jedi. He would have had it up there.
Directed by Richard Marquand.
If he had moved on. So I think you're making a valuable point about not just where we live, but how we live. And Kenobi's
got But Jennifer, you are making an argument of how you would live.
Yeah, you would
in Octo, on Octo. Yeah. You would live with a sense of engagement. You would be attending the Linnae caretaker's monthly dance hoedown.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Luke is living the Gwyneth Paltrow lifestyle that I aspire to. You know, she cooks with these fresh vegetables. She's social with people, you know, like she does all these detoxes and whatever.
She's so engaged. She doesn't even remember what Marvel movies she was in.
Right.
I love it.
Right. So it's aspirational. I just would add some cozy elements to my beehive. That's all. I just would add a few cozy elements, but I want to be more active. I want to exercise more. I want to engage more with my community.
You want to hike,
talk
you want
to my
fish.
Neighbors more. Yeah, I want to hike. I want to fish. I want to be able to cook my own meals. Okay. Not rely
I want you
on going.
To start, you should start a newsletter called Cozier Beehive.
Look, Cozier Beehive. But Kenobi, you know, he has a hot plate in there. He's cooking himself some Tatooine quesadillas. But he just also he knows he's in a good enough spot that he can go down and get a drink with Bo Shek when he's in town.
Yep. Well, and he's in there journaling. I mean, we know that from all
that's true. That's
his
true.
Comics. He's in there. He's in there writing up his life story. He's in there, you know.
Yeah.
He's in there like, you know, Jane Austen writing a novel, you know.
This is still, it's a game time decision for me. There's a lot to factor in here.
Yeah. We've now described Luke as Gwyneth Paltrow and Obi-Wan Kenobi as Jane Austen. So whose living situation do you choose, Gwyneth Paltrow or Jane Austen?
And I have to I have to factor the outside. I wake up every day upset that it's not gloomy and drizzling. I love that's my favorite kind of weather. So Octo might be the place for me. But at the end of the day, I'm going with my heart. I'm going with, you know, I'm someone about 8 o'clock at night, shuts down, fires up Fortnite. Text Ken Plume and says, are you down to crown? Let's play games. I'm done for the day. and that's the life Kenobi's got. And that's, I'm going to stay with hot.
Yeah. And I mean, Luke's cut off, which he's cut himself off from the Force and I think probably PlayStation.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I think, you know, this one is really tough because the outside of Luke's beehive is a chance to truly commune with nature and push myself to lead my best life. Kenobi's got to get on his Eope and ride way into town probably to get the spices he puts in his quesadillas, his Dune Sea Tasties, his quesadillas that he's got to make.
Oh, but, my
gosh. Oh, that... His hut his space fantasy studio apartment is beautiful. It's beautiful. So I gotta go with Kenobi's Hut.
Kenobi's Hut. Okay.
Jennifer, are you steadfast on the beehive?
I'm steadfast on the beehive because that's where we're heading, folks, with global warming. That's where we're heading.
I'm not laughing at the idea. Just like it's
I'm just trying to get used to the idea because right now my husband's pulling me Michigan. I'm like, I do not want to move to Michigan. I know that, California's going to get too hot.
It's too soon.
That's why I don't live in Arizona. I can't do that kind of extreme heat. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are.
Same. Okay.
That's true. It's very hard. Well, there you have it, folks. Cozy your beehive is a lesson we've all learned. we've learned the different kinds of apartments. We've learned so much, but ultimately, 2-1, we're going for Kenobi's Hut. Please let us know your thoughts in the comments and when you are going to move to Michigan, because we might all have to move to Michigan.
We might be Detroit Lions fans. All right.
that is our decision. We are going to wrap up. Ken, do you want to let people know where they can find us?
Yeah, you can find me in my Burbank hut hanging out. That's where I'm at. No, we're on Twitter and Threads at Force Center Pod. Facebook page is Force Center Podcast. Instagram is where you can find us as well. Don't forget to subscribe on the YouTube channel if you're over there watching. Give us a like. It really does help. Unfortunately, but it really does help. We need those likes and comments. You can listen to the podcast on Acast, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and more. Just search and find us. Merch available where we should probably have a Cozy Up Your Beehive shirt. It's tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. You can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. From there, you can get into our Discord where you're going to see a lot of discussions about this episode in our Discord over there. Follow me at Ken Napsok or go to my website, kennapsok.com. Joseph, where can they find you and your newsletter, which might have some more thoughts on this?
Yes, my newsletter is called Finish Your Monsters, but look for Cozy Up Your Beehive coming very, very soon. You can find mine by – there are links all over my social media. I'm on pretty much all the social media at Joseph Scrimshaw. I might make a T-shirt just for myself that says Kenobi has indoor plumbing, like one of those really like fight me on it kind of T-shirts. Kenobi has indoor plumbing. That is it. You can find me there at Joseph Scrimshaw everywhere.
Jen, take us home. Where can they find all of your thoughts? Because they were wonderful today. You're on fire.
Thank you. You can join me in my cozy beehive where we have Barefoot Dreams blankets on all the social media sites at Jennifer Landa or TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
There you have it, my friends. All right. We decided a lot today. What's your thoughts? There you have it. The subjective wars have been fought and we all were winners. See you next time here in Force Center.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.